What's up, After Brothers? Welcome back to the Originals After Show. We're talking about Season 4, Episode 4, Keepers of the House. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We like to do a little dance break at the beginning, usually.
Very blue.
The blue light song. See what I did there? Clever, right?
I did.
Blue light. Yeah. Hey guys, I'm Roxy Stryer here, as always, for the Originals After Show, but you will notice that our chat mistress, Tiana Hobson, and of course, Sam D, have not joined us, but we have an amazing debut, her very first AfterBuzz TV After Show, guys. It's Cherry Davis.
Hey everybody, so nice to meet you. You can follow me at Cherry_LA at Twitter and Instagram.
So you are a massive fan of the Originals, correct?
Yes, I love the Originals.
I love that. I'm like, I swear, not enough people are watching this show. Vampire Diaries got all the credit, but this show is everything to me. So I'm glad that you're here with us today.
It's such a great cast, and the stories are so fun. And I must admit, I love Claus.
Yeah, he's the best. I love me some Claus. He's incredible. As always, guys, we are going to be in the chat, though. I know that Tiana, our chat mistress, is not here. But we will do the best we can. We'll kind of split duty on this one. So we're looking at what you guys have to say right now. Thanks for always being so active. In case you listen on iTunes, guys, we also are live on YouTube. So now you know. So come join us every Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah, that's where we are. Talking about the Originals. All right. So in general, thoughts on this episode. We're now four episodes in. We've really like taken off the season. How did you feel overall for the show?
I was really happy with the show because it's giving you a good overview of who's going to be the bad guy of this episode, as well as sort of seeing what's been going on the past 5 years while they were asleep. And the city's been going on without them.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. And I feel very good. I like to have labels on things. I'm just that kind of person. Give me a label maker and I'm a happy person. The Hallow. We've got, like, we figured it out. We have a name. We can call it something. No longer do we have to be like, this spirit thing that's going around. And we, like, now we can call it the Hallow. We know what we're talking about. And, of course, we'll get to that later on in the episode.
Yes.
But I'm really enjoying knowing a little more about what it is that we're talking about. I hope that makes sense. All right, guys. So let's break down, starting with a situation that isn't really part of what the other Originals are doing right now, which is interesting because Freya has kind of gone off on her own. She's doing her own thing. She's like, I've taken Keelan, I've kind of kidnapped her, whatever, and I'm going to solve the problem by myself. What are your thoughts on Freya in this situation?
Freya's becoming the new Klaus, as in she wants to control the family, be the leader, tell them what to do, whether they like it or not. She's queen bee.
But she's not going to tell them what she's doing, which is so classic Klaus.
It is classic Klaus.
But I don't understand why. Like, what? When you look at the screen, and for the season 1, 2, whatever, you're screaming at Klaus saying, just tell Elijah. Like, just tell your brother what's going on. Now I feel like I'm doing that all over again with Freya. Why do people feel like they have to go about this alone? You're on the same team.
Well, Freya was alone for a long time. Remember, she was raised by her crazy, mean, evil aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And now
Dahlia.
She's trying to make herself a real part of the family. And I think she feels being part of the family means carving a place for her, as opposed to just saying, hey, I'm your sister, what's up?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. When you've been alone for that long, when you've had to be that kind of player, and now you have to be a team player, it can be really weird. It's like Freya is, I don't know, she's playing like singles tennis. And we're all on a basketball team. Like,
yes.
Freya, come over to basketball. This is a sport we're playing. Stop playing tennis. Like, this is not cross country by yourself. Come on over. Join our team. Because I'm sick of you going off and doing things. And I know she's going to mess something up for us. Like, mm-hmm. In tonight's episode, didn't you feel like when she was off with Keelan, it was like, whatever witchy magic she's doing, I feel like it's going to affect what we're trying to do.
Yes. And I also found it fascinating that she was like, well, you use your werewolf powers to open this. It's like, dude, you're a witch.
Yes.
I don't understand why you're asking her to do anything because you kidnapped her. I think she thinks that because she was kidnapped as a child, that's normal.
Yes, yes, probably true. We talk about this on the show a couple of times, but I'm curious your thoughts on it. So it seems like Keelan might end up being the love interest of Freya. and that that's the direction we're going in. And we're a little nervous that it's going to be kind of Stockholm syndrome-y. Like, Freya's her kidnapper, and then she falls in love. And we don't want that, because Freya's actually a good guy.
Yes.
And Keelan seems to be a good guy, too. So how could we make this relationship work without having people question Freya and Keelan's motives here?
I think it'll be really hard, and they should take a page from the usual Vampire Diaries and Originals, which means she has to date one of the other siblings and then start dating her.
Oh, so she's going to have to date one of the other siblings, have their child.
Yes.
And then start dating Freya.
Yes, because it'll be normal.
That's the norm. Every time I watch that, like, anytime I'm looking at this family and they're all so obsessed with getting Hope, I'm like, yep, because that's her uncle slash, like, maybe stepdad slash also her dad, yeah, but absentee parent because he's been gone, and then the mom. So it's all like that. So, yes, you're right. Probably if Keelan wants to fit in with the family, she's got to date at least a couple of them, yes, first.
At least one.
And pop out a kid.
Pop out a kid. Maybe, yeah, not even pop out a kid.
But I did feel the vibes in tonight's episode, especially, you know, the moment I'm talking about with the hand, where she does the, like,
yes,
almost was making out with her hand. She's breathing real close to it, doing some spell to try to get that ring to change. And I was like, ooh, yeah, I'm feeling it. I could see it. I mean, I could feel the feelings kind of starting to develop.
A little bit, and it almost looked like she was giving her an engagement ring, which I thought was really weird as well.
That's true.
So maybe she whispered a little bit of a love spell on it.
It's a promise ring.
Promise ring. Promise to one day have sex with you.
Yep, but only after I do it with your siblings first.
Yes.
That is the promise. Guys, I'm loving the chat right now. Thank you for being so active. And thank you for welcoming Cherry with us. There's so many. Hello. You guys.
Hey, everybody.
You're the best fans ever. Like, I love that you guys are so welcoming. That's awesome. As long as you are on the same ships as other people are on, then they can like you. Like, I'm Claireline, so I need some people that are Claireline and Helijah now. Otherwise, we're gonna have some issues. No, I'm just kidding. You're allowed to ship whatever you ship.
I love everybody, and I feel Klaus is gorgeous. So he can be with anybody, man, woman, werewolf, vampire, and I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah, and you're in.
I'm always
just
in.
Just as long as he's on screen.
As long as he's on screen and he's got his shirt unbuttoned, I'm like, yeah, Klaus, you got it.
Do you have a favorite ship on this show? Like, are you Helijah, or what is your, like, love interest follow that storyline?
So mine isn't a love interest. I'm all about Marcel and Klaus coming back together again.
That's a ship, totally. That's a bromance.
It's bromance, yes. Because he was the only person who really treated him like a family member and some father, brother, everything. Everybody else has always been sort of like the evil stepchild, like the redheaded stepchild or something. Mm-hmm. And so they had the best relationship, because when it comes right down to it, Klaus never really wants to hurt
Marcel.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And speaking of Klaus, I want to get to him in one second, but just wrapping up the Freya Keelan storyline here. So now it seems like Freya's being a little nicer. As I said, with the ring thing, she's given her back she's given her this new power to actually werewolf when she wants to wolf, which is cool. But their actual mission, like, they want to take down Marcel. Have they made any progress there? They break into this place. They do all these things. And I'm like, have you gotten anywhere with this?
It's going to take a while. It feels very CIS to me, where she's going to have some blood, be experimenting. There'll be some scenes where she's in a lab coat, a sexy lab coat, because it's a CW.
Oh, duh. All sex trying to all figure the time. It out.
But they didn't really make any real progress.
Yeah, they're just falling behind.
And them hurting Marcel is going to cause major problems.
Huge.
Major problems.
The biggest. And you can't really hurt him, but what they're trying to do might work. We'll see. So we're going to put a pin on that right now. Going to Klaus, your favorite character. My favorite character. So many people's favorite character. This is a different side of Klaus. We have never seen a Klaus like this, and I am all about it. Klaus and Hope. I wish that we just could watch, like, 4 hours of episodes on Klaus and Hope. Like, oh, I'm obsessed.
God. He's going to be such a good dad. But I'm really worried that one day he's going to look and think to himself, I should be the father and the mother so I can have complete control over Hope and just steal her away.
I feel like he's in a really good spot with Haley right now, and I don't see him doing that. But you're right, he's unpredictable. So I hope we don't get to that point, though. Oh, gosh. I really hope that we can just end up staying with Klaus and Haley being good and them both co-parenting Hope with a little side of Helijah in there.
A little side.
So it was cute, because while Klaus is watching over Hope, Hope is kind of watching over Klaus. She gives him the advice. She says, you know, if it ever comes to this, don't look in the blue light. Mm-mm. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, are we watching a horror movie?
I was shocked. I watched it with the lights off, and I was surprised at how startling it was, because I couldn't quite figure out what the blue light was, as well as what the hollow is, and we're getting more and more into that. But
we're supposed to have those questions right now, I think.
I have tons of questions about that. But Hope and Klaus, they're having the parental relationship he wanted with his stepfather that he never got, as well as living out his family bond that he's always wanted, which is unconditional love. Mm-hmm. So he loves Hope.
Yeah, he does. He does. And I'm loving watching them. And she's just the cutest little thing.
She is so cute.
She's so cute. I'm all about her. I'm all about her. So I'm loving what's going on there. But he's been asked to stay at home while Haley goes to where Marcel is, because she's a woman on a mission right now. And let's face it, like she says, people want to kill Klaus when he walks in the room. People don't want to kill Haley.
Everybody likes Haley.
Haley's in the best job. Haley's like, I'm loved by witches and by wolves and by vamps. Like, I'm here. I'm a kick butt woman. And
she's
hear
awesome.
Me roar. I love her. But I thought that it was really clever. She goes and she's listening to Marcel. Marcel, who thinks that he has the respect of everybody, really has lost it from the wolves and the witches.
Yes.
And he's like, so tell me, who made this circle design? And they're like, no, screw you. And then Haley appeals to the human side of them, which is really great.
She's a mama bear, and she appealed to all the other mama bears. Mm-hmm. And that was an inroads that, as a male who has no kids, he can't really do. And also, she allowed herself to be vulnerable.
Which
and Marcel
is cool.
won't do that.
And really vulnerable. Like, Haley was... I was shocked with how calm she was this episode. I wrote down one of my notes. I said, how is Haley staying so calm? Like, when she goes and she finds Laura and she realizes this is the person who's making the symbols, and Laura's like, I've got news for you. They're already as good as dead. And Haley's like, okay, let's talk about this. Girl.
Oh, wow.
You have lost it over so much less than that. How are you doing this? You must be taking, like, you're on that weed life, because how are you chilling right now?
Over the past 5 years, when she was by herself hunting and taking care of her child, I think she learned how to zen out.
Yoga zen.
I think she's doing yoga zen, and she's just like, center yourself.
She is on some sort of juice cleanse. She is literally waking up at 5 a.m. taking yoga class. She's vinyasa flowing all day. At night, she's meditating before she goes to bed, because this is a whole new Haley. She's calm. She's cool. She's collected. She's still getting things done.
Yes.
But she's doing it in the smartest way. And I feel like if all the Michelsons could take a page from this book.
Yes.
Like, bullying is not the answer.
That's their way. But
yes.
I think having a child and that responsibility has really matured her. We see that with Klaus as well. Mm-hmm. Having a child and that responsibility is really maturing and grounding them much more so than for the siblings, because that isn't their child. I mean, they love her and they find it fascinating that they have a child from their family's loyalty, but it's still not the same.
Right, but I think that where you start, like... Klaus has started so far down, and he has a lot of maturing to do, and he's really working on it. But I don't know if he could ever get to Haley level, where she is just like, woosah, my child.
No.
I've got this. I'll go after them. Laura, it's okay. You know stuff in the murder, but, like, I'm going to be cool with you. That's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
Klaus.
Yeah.
No, he'll never be that cool.
A lot of people are agreeing. Mark in the chat right now, Haley had to learn how to calm down. She has an impressionable child. That's true. She's trying to make a good impression on her. Lorena says Haley equals queen.
Yes.
Obviously, we've known that forever now. Haley is queen for life. Yeah, so you guys... We're all on the same page. Haley's the absolute best. Really impressed by her. Really scary, though, with this Laura chick.
Yes.
So, just a little shout out. I went and IMDb'd her. Her name is Lyndon Smith. And I recognized her from Public Morals, which was a show on TNT that only had one season that I was obsessed with. She played Deirdre on her. She was 10 seasons. I was like, this girl's awesome.
Yes, she was really good.
When you can only be in one episode of a show that's been running for 4 seasons and make a mark, an impression like that, I think that she was phenomenal. And she was scary. And I cared about her character in that short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And when she... to herself, I was like, girl!
I did not see that coming, and
me
I
either.
Have to say, they picked a really good actor to give out that much information without a lot of words, but also just the look of loathing she had, summed up why the werewolves and the witches were willing to work together to get rid of him.
Yes.
To get try and get rid of him.
Yes, and I love that, what you just said and what she said. It's not your right to run this city.
Yes.
Like, Marcel, who died and made you king? Like, why do you think that we should all just follow you? And that's been the Michelson and Marcel's problem from day one.
Yes.
Like, why are you so... There's no humility.
Yes.
They're not humble. They're not gracious. They're just fighting for the city. What did you think about Klaus's revelation that you shouldn't fall in love with a place, you should fall in love with people?
I think his being in that dream state really taught him that he needs to start letting go of physical manifestations of his dream family. New Orleans has always been to him a representation of the perfect family time that he had, and that's why he's held on to it so long. But with his Hope daughter, now he's finally able to realize home is where your heart is, and hope is where his heart is.
Hope is where his heart is.
Yes. So sweet.
He's got to do a song about that. Yeah, that was an interesting one. I feel like Marcel could really take a page out of that book right now.
Yeah.
Because Marcel does care so much about the city, but he doesn't care in the right ways, and it's causing for some issues. So I did like seeing Haley and Marcel team up. And I loved that moment, too, between Haley and Marcel. She looks at him and she says, "The city is yours. I hope it brings you peace." Knowing very well that it won't.
No.
And it doesn't, and it never will.
No. Because they are unwilling to divvy up the city and share power. If they'd only have, like, a city council. Because remember, they had a council back in the day.
Yeah, with vampires,
humans, werewolves,
Cammy's
and vampires. Yes. And they all would come together to rule the city. And it almost looked like it was a city council where each council member got a turn to be mayor. But instead, the Michelsons like to take all the power and dictate people like their petty kings and queens.
And Marcel learned from them.
Does the same thing. And he doesn't understand. He remembers he was jealous and angry with them being in charge. But he was still on the periphery of power. And so he didn't really learn the lesson that it has to have a certain amount of democracy in New Orleans with these powerful creatures to be able to live there in peace.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But I do think the way she phrased it was so poignant. And then he looks back at her and he says, "Please do me the favor of letting your daughter know that she doesn't have to fear me."
Yes.
Which was kind of a weird thing to say, because you can hate the parents and not hate the kid, of course, but if her father has to fear you, then therefore she does too. Because if he can't be in this city, if your dad can't be in this city, and you're 7, you can't be in that city.
Well, she can come back with Haley, number one. And number two, to me, that was a sign that his anger is beginning to crack.
Mm-hmm.
And that hope will be that tree that grows out of the bitter earth to bridge them together.
In the chat, Gemini9857 says, "Marcel and Haley is very underdeveloped." I don't feel as if it's underdeveloped necessarily, but underutilized.
Yes.
I feel like that's a really strong relationship that we could see grow, and I would love to have more scenes with them. Because her lines are so poignant, and I just think that he's brilliant and has so many different, like, he's become manipulative, but he's also charming and all of those things. I would love to see more of them.
Yes. So
that would be great. Speaking of Haley's other person that she's amazing on screen with, Elijah.
Ooh.
You love him?
I love him. Oh my gosh. Yeah, yes.
Of course.
He's gorgeous.
Duh.
And charming accent. Just, yummy.
All the things.
Tasty.
All the things. Yep. So, as an unlikely pairing this episode too, Elijah goes to Vincent and they've got to team up.
Yes.
And Vincent doesn't like it.
No.
He's like, hail to the no.
We remember.
Yeah.
Long memory.
Yes.
I see you.
I see you.
I see you.
That's exactly
what you really
saying.
Are. Yeah.
And they have to, though. Sometimes, you know, the only way to bring people together is to give them a bigger enemy. And right now, we've got a child killer on the loose.
So, the Hollow.
Yes.
The enemy of my enemy is now my friend.
Exactly. So Elijah and Vincent are teaming up. And this was really strange because they were awkward with each other, but they're also trying to be friends, and then that you bring Will into the picture.
Yeah.
So Will is a character that I have never really cared that much about. Okay, good. Give me the other side.
First of all, I love Will because he was in Veronica Mars, and he's darling.
I know, that's exactly what people on my panel say usually.
And his character was not as developed as I would have liked to have been.
Exactly.
Because they need a human power person in the midst, because humans live in New Orleans. Humans are the ones they're preying on. So they need to have a voice to remind people, you can't eat up all the tourists, or you can't use them as juju bees and just make them into husks when you're making magic.
Right. And that's why I'm a little bummed, because in the last two episodes, I feel like we're finally starting to use Will. And so yes. I was like, okay, this is a character that I didn't really care about. And now we gave him things to do.
Yes.
So now I care about him. And now and he's dead?
But I don't know. The Hollow might be able to bring him back. And I couldn't figure out if he was part of the Hollow by being spelled or if it was voluntary. And I think it was voluntary because it felt like he had his own mind and everything.
No way. He was spelled, girl. There is no way. Because we saw him deal with all last season with Cammy and everything he did. He's definitely got to be spelled. It's interesting. A lot of people in the chat chiming in. Blue Aqua never liked Will myself. Super Biggie says the same thing. I'm wondering if it's because we weren't supposed to or what. Now Super Biggie saying, I think Will is still alive, like you had just mentioned. Allie saying, I didn't care about Will.
Guys, come on.
They didn't give us much to care about until finally.
Yes.
Until finally he has plot points. So I feel like it'd be a weird time for him to die, but they do that sometimes on this show.
Hey, it's the originals. They can bring him back.
Yeah.
Even as a ghost.
This might be my favorite comment. This is coming from Gore and Gregor. Who the hell is Will?
And they keep arguing about Cam. So I almost wonder if Cammy's coming back somehow. I miss her sometimes.
Well, she keeps coming back in flashbacks. Yes. Klaus is going through his ish. So.
She's such a good character.
Yeah. She was interesting, but I am a big Caroline fan, so I need room for Caroline to come onto the originals at some point.
I wish Caroline would come on. I love her.
I've already predicted she's coming. I know.
She's married. She's off the table, babe.
Nope.
Off the table.
What are you talking about? He died. Okay? Yeah, you can have multiple loves.
Yes.
If you're living hundreds of years, you can have as many loves as you want. But anyway, so Will is kind of doing this, like, crazy-ish with Elijah and Vincent. Elijah saves Vincent's life. He decides to be Superman in that moment. Bullets are bouncing all left and right off of him. He, like, comes on in. He's like, never! Like, whatever. And then Vincent outsmarts Will.
That was a shocker.
I didn't see that coming. I was like, great, now he's gone. And Vincent's like, muhaha. That we can follow his magic. By the way, your muhaha was so much better than mine. Wait, one more time?
I love Vincent Price.
Yeah.
But I almost think the Hollow knew that would happen because I needed them to come to that space to dispel them.
So Vincent outsmarted Will, but Will's with the Hollow, and the Hollow outsmarted Vincent and Elijah and the rest of the originals. So we're playing this game here. It's like that episode of Friends. I don't know. They don't know that we know that they know that we know. Like, it's so hard to follow, but at least we have a little bit of a clearer idea what's going on because we get to this place. We are all joined back together. We're all coming back as a team. We got Haley, we got Marcel, we got Klaus, we got Elijah, we got Vincent. And we're, except for Freya, who's
she's
still chilling out there, and Hope, who's seven, so she can stay home
too.
She's
a child.
We go to the Hollow to see what they're doing. We follow Will back, and they're in the creepiest of all creepy circles ever with the kids. Gosh.
Yes.
And I'm like, again, when did I switch over to watching American Horror Story? Like, how has this happened? But I kind of love it.
And they're watching them get ready to sacrifice the kids. And finally, Klaus was like, nah, I'm not having this. Boop.
Okay, but Klaus, come on, man. You, again, with the you need to learn from Haley. How many times have you rashly done something where you have thrown a dagger at somebody and then we've ended up screwed? So it's no wonder, Klaus, that you end up in this weird ultra dimension other place blue light city. Because you damn threw that dagger.
Who hasn't thrown a dagger in a moment of passion? Who?
Great question. I have so many answers. Me? Hopefully you? I'm not sure, though. But you are right on this show. It is a frequent thing that happens. But I thought that was an interesting, like, oh, come on, typical Klaus. Like,
yes.
You're better than that. But he does it. They go on a killing Yeah, like
boom.
As if there were 50% off signs everywhere. They are, like, left and right, grabbing and throwing.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, all right, wow, I thought this was going to be the big bad of the season. Apparently, we're just taking them over.
I really thought they were going to kill the Hollow and everything would be cool. And then all of a sudden, that circle of flame came up, and I was like, oh, that doesn't look good. I'm kind of worried about you boys. But notice who was in the circle.
And I'm loving that. The banter between the two of them when Marcel's like, you're coming with me, Klaus, I don't trust you. And then they end up in the circle.
Yes.
But Klaus tells Marcel, don't look at the blue light. Yes. So that means, like, yes, he in that moment had Marcel's back a little bit.
Yes. They're like brothers.
Yes.
And they fight, and you might not talk for a long time, but when it comes right down to it, you love him. And out of everybody that's in his family unit, he's the only one that he chose. He chose Marcel to free him from slavery, chose to raise him. Mm-hmm. Really, they'd still be thick as thieves, except he decided to date his sister, and Klaus always had a weird thing about his sister.
And Elijah murdered Marcel, so that...
But that was Elijah.
I know, but Marcel looks at it as the Michelson family, so there's a lot of drama there. But drama. When we're in this circle, I don't even know how would you describe, like, what were they looking at? It was like these blue... It wasn't blue lights like these blue lights. It was blue lights like...
It was like wisp of wheels and almost like fairies. I almost think the Hollow was more than one entity. I almost think the Hollow was like the ancestors trying to come back again.
But it didn't seem like an evil place.
No, it didn't seem evil.
Was that place... Is that place called the Hollow or the people the Hollow?
I thought I saw like a door or a cave or something behind the blue lights.
We got to hear from you guys right in the chat.
What do you guys think?
What about that blue place? What about the Hollow? Let us know how you're feeling on that. But it is interesting. We get the kids back and there's that moment where we decide that Klaus and Marcel are tied to the kids and we've got to break that. So for a second, you look at Elijah's face and Elijah's like, wow, if we have to kill a kid, then that's what I'm going to do. And you see it in his face.
Yeah.
But then quickly we're like, no, no, we can link it to Elijah and then we can kill Elijah.
Yes.
So we do that and we figure it out. We save the day temporarily. But Haley catches Elijah's face.
Yeah.
And she calls him out on it. And she says, what would you have done? And he gives a very typical Michelson answer. What I had to.
Yes. And now, I love that.
You love that he said that?
And I love that Haley called him on it.
Yeah, me too. Because she says, we've got to stop putting our lives ahead of everybody else's.
Yes.
And I think that's so true.
That's why they have so many enemies. They turn and stab anybody in the back for their own safety. And people get hard feelings over stuff like that.
I wonder if Haley will be the thing that changes the Michelsons for good.
I think she will be the thing to change the two brothers. But I don't know about everybody else because they finally accepted her, but it's still sort of like baby mama. You're my brother's baby mama, so I'm going to tolerate you. Because when it comes right down to it, Freya wasn't a minute getting ready to tell her, you are not a Michelson. You need to step back.
Tell him. Yep, yes. I'm in. All right, going back to the chat about these blue places. So Prince Wright says, I think it's like another version of hell or something, but it seems so heaven-like.
Kevin Pham thinks it's a serpent.
It's serpent. That's the Hollow.
That is an image on the little necklace they gave. It's like a serpent and then something in the back, but I can never see because it's so dark.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, Kevin.
It is so dark. Ali's art says, I think it was a house.
Oh, a dragon.
Yeah. Tamika says, the blue light is a spirit. But how many spirits?
There's a lot of spirits.
I don't know. There's a lot of sources of power we're talking about. You guys have so many different predictions.
There's a lot of theories.
I know, but it doesn't seem like... Oh, Gemini says it's whatever the person who's the Hollow is trapped. So maybe like the most recent person.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting thing. Or maybe it's like a personal hell for everybody.
Yeah. I like the Divine George. I think it might be a new source of power. But where does it come from? And who has control over the Hollow? Is it the wolves, the witches? Is it the hybrids? Is it vamps? Is it none? Is it spirits, ghosts of the dead? Is it what?
I think they think they're in control of the Hollow, but I think once the Hollow comes over to this side, I think it will be out of everyone's control and it's its own being doing whatever wickedness it wants. You know, I also don't think the Hollow is necessarily evil. I think it depends on who's trying to use their power and they're interpreting it wrong. Because when I look at the photo, when I looked at the video, the vision through their eyes, I didn't feel it being evil. It felt cool and somewhat distant.
It did
but didn't feel like it was particularly evil.
It looked kind of evil to me. And after we saw what happened with Eva, with the murdering of all the kids before, I don't know. Babester says it felt like a realm. Nathan, it feeds on power. So if it does feed on power, going off that for a second, we see that it does, like you said, with the eyes, take control of Marcel and Klaus in some kind of way, and hopes having visions about it, but it's also coming to fruition, and we don't know what exactly that means or looks like, so that leads us a little bit into our predictions.
Predictions!
Predictions!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So next week's episode seems to be all about the Marcel Klaus being, I'm almost calling it being infected by whatever the hollow is. They've been infected, and it looks like Klaus is having these visions of Michael and his past, and Michael's telling him to do these things, and he's a beast and all of that. So what are your thoughts?
Oh my gosh, I think next week is when A, Hope tells her mother that she can see the hollow, and she can see the hollow in people, because no one else seems to be able to.
Do you think the other kids can? Because remember, Adam, one of the kids, was having those visions a little bit.
Yes.
So maybe all of the kids.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we'll find out why they selected those kids out of all the kids in New Orleans. I almost wonder if it's because maybe their parents had been killed by the hollow generations ago, or grandparents or something.
Something.
I think there's a connection.
There's got to be a through line there. There's some reason, or maybe they picked one from each faction or one. Yes. I don't know.
There's something. I think all the kids were witch kids. It wasn't like one was a vampire. Well, one, I don't think any of them were vampire children or werewolf children.
Well, Hope is a vampire. She's a hybrid child. She's a hybrid.
But she wasn't physically there. And I don't... And all the other ones were wrapped up in cocoons, so I don't understand why they didn't have her wrapped up in a cocoon.
Because they took they hijacked the ambulance.
Oh, yes.
And she wasn't there.
Yes. Because Klaus will not let that child out of his sight.
No. Klaus has got it. So what do you think about the Michael flashbacks? Are they flashbacks or are they visions?
I think they're visions. I think that next week will be when they finally realize we're going to have to work together to fight the Hollow. I think someone's going to get really badly hurt or killed that they care about. You know, the Michelsons are. If they don't care about it,
then it doesn't matter. It doesn't even make TV. Yes. A lot of people in the chat are right now talking about Alaric. I didn't realize he was going to be joining the show. It seems like episode 8 he might be coming.
Oh my god, I love him!
So that's going to be cool because I'm sure they need him as kind of a historian almost.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
Coming in, getting down to the bottom of it, which would be really interesting. So you guys let me know if that's true or false. I hadn't heard. But I love that. I wonder how long he'll stay. We need to... Can he please bring Caroline with him? They do share children. Come on.
Hope is a tri-bird. Good idea, Ellie.
We've talked about that before, too, because it is weird.
Yeah.
Based on all the family and everything. She's something. She's got wolf. She's got witch.
Would it be a threeple, though? Threeple?
I like tri-bird. Tri-bird. I like tri-bird. What about predictions for Freya? I think
Freya's going to go off the rails a lot more before the family notices how bad she's gotten. And then it'll be a fight over her soul. I almost think that she's going to become a follower of the Hollow, because it's going to offer her what she wants, which would be the safety of her family.
Wow. That would be wild. Price says, I think Freya will make Marcel normal again. So whatever she's doing is going to make him normal and not kill him, which would be interesting. Nicholas Kelly, Roxy, the Hollow is a spirit that was sealed. It was created in the old times. It's not good or bad. It's just how it used and branches into difficult and dangerous forms of magic expression.
Yeah, that's what I think too, Nicholas.
Interesting.
Good point.
But if it's not good or bad, then why does it keep only doing bad things? Because I haven't seen it do anything good yet.
I think it's those witches that were channeling it. And I really don't think it asked for the death of the children. I almost think maybe it asked for some of their spirit or their soul, and they interpret that to mean, oh, we have to kill them. But I really don't think the Hollow is evil or good. I think it's just a spiritual power that, depending on how you interpret it, it can either be used for good or used for evil.
Yeah, and another thing that I wanted to touch upon was Haley leaving the werewolves, and how that was kind of thrown in her face tonight. So I feel like, prediction-wise, she's going to really own her wolfy power, and she's going to come back, and she's going to be like, listen, you're my pack. I'm sorry I left. She's done this before, but okay. And I need you guys, you know, the Crescent Wolves, you my people.
I don't think there's very many left. I think over the 5 years while she was gone, I think they're going to find out that there's been a decimation of the packs.
Yeah, that's a good prediction.
I think that's why they were willing to work with the witches. I think the vampires have been killing them like crazy nutso balls. And so they finally said, we have to make an allegiance with the witches so that we can stay safe.
All right. That seems like it, guys. Thank you so much for joining us live in the chat. Or if you're listening afterwards on iTunes, make sure you rate, comment, subscribe. And as always, leave a comment wherever you are because we read all of them.
We love hearing
what you guys have to say. I don't know if you know that we read all the comments, but now you know. So you're going to be reading all those comments, too. Cherry, any last predictions? Or also tell them where they can find you.
Well, you can find me at Cherry_LA on Twitter and Instagram. And I have to say my prediction is that Claus and Marcel are going to have to bury the hatchet out of love for Hope and forgive each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I see it. Not for definitely like 10 more episodes, but at some point it will happen. And guys, you can tweet at Sam at SamD43 and at Tiana at the Tiana Hobson. We love them and they're sorry they couldn't be here, but they will be back next week. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer and as always at AfterBuzz TV. We love you guys and we'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
Buzz!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.